Blog Talk Radio.
Look down on their brother's face. I'm talking about the good time when my children got to look down on their dad. I'm talking about the good time when I can't.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs. But each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today. But first, let's listen to this.
I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear the old folks sing this song. Oh, I didn't understand what they were singing about, because I really didn't know what they were going through. But now that I've grown up to become a man, I understand what they meant when they sang this song.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I get so tired, I get so weak, almost gone.
Our first feature today is a quartet. From time to time, we do feature quartets on Gospel Gold, as long with choirs and solo artists and musicians. Quartets are part of the Gospel Gold curriculum, and we're glad to bring to you tonight two great quartets. Our first feature is the Echo Heirs. Rotating solos and full-part harmony, the Echo Heirs are a contemporary gospel group from a small town of Moscow, Tennessee, just east of Memphis. Joseph Johnson and Charles Houston formed the group in 1993 with the goal of combining testimony, harmony, and expressive chord progressions to move listeners. They self-released their first album, It's a Miracle, in 1997. After finding regional success with their live performances, they were invited to participate in the Gospel Music Workshop of America Artist Showcase in 1998 and 1999. Recorded live, their follow-up album, Determined to Make It, arrived in 2001. Over the next several years, they won gospel vocal competitions on both the regional and national level, and they toured with acts like the Canton Spirituals, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, LaShawn Pace, and Jay Moss. The group also underwent multiple lineup changes, including a recommitment to the project following the death of two members in 2003. In 2008, the Echo Heirs signed with Memphis label Echo Records, which released Transformation live in Memphis, Tennessee in early 2009. Old School, New Flavor followed in the second half of 2010 with Joseph Johnson still leading the group. They came back with their fifth LP, Stronger Than Ever Before, in 2016, also recorded on Echo Records. We're going to listen to some of the great music from the Echo Heirs today. We're going to be listening to Run On, recorded in 1993, I Owe the Lord, So Good, Lord, We Need You. These were recorded in 2008 and 2009. We're going to be listening to some great music today. Here are the Echo Heirs on Gospel Gold.
Fellas, come on, let's go back down to Moscow, Tennessee, where we from. Have a little old country church. Come on.
I've got so much. Lord, I've got
run on
and see. just what the
end
is gonna
be.
Every day I'm making
preparations
to see
God's face.
Anybody here gonna
run on
and see
what the end,
y'all like that?
It's gonna be.
Can we try it again?
Whoa.
I got
to run on
and
see
just what the
end
is gonna
be.
Every day I'm making. Come on, put your hands together.
To see
God's face.
I've
got to run on. I'm just gonna tell you one more thing. I found out in this race that if I
try
and
myself
in Christ, then
I can have
I got a witness here. If you don't mind, would you just tell me?
I got a made up man to run on.
When I said knock, and the door
be open
unto you, can I get a witness? I'm gonna meet a man to
run on.
Yes, sir. What the
end?
Every day, I'm packing up
preparations.
Yes, I am.
I got to see.
I wish I had one witness when I said, anybody gonna run on? Found out there's some folks today that's just come to church. Look how y'all looking at us. Some just come to look at, some come to praise.
Yes,
but we got news for you.
Yes.
Whatever it is today,
whatever.
Fellas, y'all just step to your mic and just say, if you can't
help me,
don't try
to stop me.
I've got a race to run. How many of y'all feel like that? And I'm running by. Gosh, I believe.
Okay.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our second feature for today is Luther Bonds and the Sunset Jubilaires. Singer, songwriter, producer, pastor Luther Lee Bonds was born March the 10th, 1954 in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He was born to the Reverend Faircloth and Willie Mae Bonds. Raised in a musical family, his father and the Reverend Janice Brown recorded a massive hit in 1983 with their hometown duet, Rough Side of the Mountain. It was a given that young Luther would gravitate to singing gospel. He first joined the Barnes Juniors, a quartet comprised of his uncles, then moved to another family group, the Sunset Jubilaires. Barnes became the Sunset Jubilaires' lead singer after graduating high school. His smooth delivery distinguished the quartet from their contemporaries, who employed more conventional shouting, preaching-style lead singers. The Sunset Jubilaires debuted on vinyl in 1981, I'll Take Jesus for Mine, and released on Atlanta International Records. While singing with the Sunset Jubilaires, Bonds earned a music education degree from St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina, and became a high school music teacher and private piano instructor. The pull to sing gospel music, however, kept him equally focused on a professional music career. In the 1980s, Bonds founded the Redbud Gospel Choir, a traditional learning ensemble headquartered at his father's Redbud Holy Church in Rocky Mount. The choir released several albums for AIRA, including He Cares in 1984, See What the Lord Has Done in 1986, and a holiday album, It's Christmas Time Again, in 1989. Employing a team of Barnes family members as singers and musicians, the choir delivered several hit singles, including So Satisfied, Spirit Fall Fresh, I'm Still Holding On, featuring the lead vocals of Barnes' cousin, Deborah, and the Bobby Womack penned No Matter How High I Get. The choir earned a Stellar Award nomination in 2007 for the album Somehow, Someway. Although increasingly busy with the Redbud Gospel Choir, Luther Bonds maintained his leadership of the Sunset Jubilaires. The quartet continued to headline programs and make records for AIRA, including It's Your Time, which received a 2005 Stellar Award for Traditional CD of the Year. The quartet's 2011 album, Another Level, produced singles Jesus Can Work It Out and Yet Love. Given Barnes' smooth and silk vocal style, it was natural that he would eventually record a solo album. That album, Come By With Me, came out in 2002. In addition to the Stellar Awards, Barnes and the group have earned a Vision Award, Gospel Music Workshop of America Excellence Award, and a Gospel Heritage Award, as well as nominations for Grammys from the Gospel Music Workshop of America. In 2005, Luther Bonds and the Sunset Jubilaires were inducted into the National Gospel Hall of Fame. Ordained into the ministry in 2006, Bonds formed the Restoration Workshop Center in Rocky Mount in 2014, and serves as its senior pastor. In 2018, Bond released The Favor of God with the Restoration Worship Center Choir, which included a number of Redbud Gospel Choir alumni. The album is cited as a contemporary take on the sounds of his wonderful recording with the Redbud Gospel Choir. We're going to be featuring, as our second feature tonight, Luther Bonds and the Sunset Jubilaires.
What? stand before the throne on that day. I'm wondering
what will he say.
Seven, well done tonight. When I get through, singing down here, when I get through going around praying down here, when I get through fighting for the Lord, I want to hear him say, servant. I want to hear him say, servant.
Talk about me, but I'm going on. So many people talk about me, but I won't let that hinder me. I'm going on with the Lord.
Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to support Gospel Gold, you can do so through our Cash App, $GospelGold22. If you would like to get in touch with us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use on Gospel Gold. Email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. $GospelGold22. So until you tune in next week, we'll see you next Monday, 12 noon. God bless you is our desire.
For the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreams and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. But somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that He knows who you are. Yes, He's seen your work and He's also seen your tears. And He wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But he said in his word that if you would delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will he give you what you need, but he promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.